The Real Life Network celebrates our one-year anniversary. Real Life Network's goal is to fast-forward your faith. And fast-forward is exactly what we've experienced during an explosive first year. We've seen more than a quarter of a million users. Nearly 100 programmers have come on board to add their content to a platform that's free from the influence of government, media, and secular agendas. Praise God for how He's been using this new tool to bring the hope of the gospel and the truth of God's Word to the world.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy Tuesday to you, America. Wow. This is insane. I had to verify this information. But I can confirm this is true. So, of course, we're in the middle of Debate Week America, and it's going to be a lot of fun on Thursday, one way or the other. So we're going to be sharing some intel on that in just a moment. But this is coming from Fox. They're reporting that Joe Biden, who has been squirreled away at Camp David, and no one's been allowed to see him. I don't know if we've actually had any public sightings of Biden. He will be there a total of 7 days, and they're literally taking him from Camp David to the debate in Atlanta. And there's been a lot of speculation as to what Biden is doing there at Camp David. I am still of the mind that he has been in a medically induced coma. They will jolt him awake, and as we heard yesterday from Congressman Ronny Jackson on the show, they're going to fill this guy up with all sorts of drugs, some sort of a debate cocktail, and then they're going to unleash him on Donald Trump. At least that's the speculation. But apparently, he has been doing some debate prep. Now, keep in mind, this is just, what, a 90-minute debate? So this is not anything terribly long here. There is no audience. And, of course, Biden's going to be able to have some tag team partners there with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. So anyway, Biden has 16 debate coaches right now. It's taking 16 debate coaches to get this guy ready to take on Donald J. Trump. Now, what is really going on here? I mean, do you really believe it's going to take 16 people to get this one man ready for the debate? Or is it that there are a couple of scenarios here? Number one is that Joe Biden is going to fall flat on his face, figuratively and literally, and the Democrats are going to step in and say, okay, we've got to have somebody else. Joe, it's time to go. It's time to go home. There's other speculation that something else is up here, that they're going to unleash on Donald Trump in a way that Trump is not expecting. I don't believe that. I think Trump is a pretty smart guy. Trump is TV savvy. Trump is, he knows how to fight. And the big challenge for Donald Trump is to stay focused and not appear to be mean or nasty. That is the key, right? So if Trump can do that, if he can stay in between those lines, he's going to have a great night. But if you're telling me it's taking right now 16 people at Camp David to get this guy prepared for a debate, that tells me this guy is nearly comatose. Meanwhile, what about Donald Trump's debate prep? I mean, you've got Joe Biden, and he is tucked away at Camp David, meeting with his 16 coaches for the debate. Meanwhile, what did Donald Trump do? He went down to the old folks' home, and he's picking a fight with some guy in the Alzheimer's unit. That's what Donald Trump is doing right now. So anyway, we'll keep you updated on this, but something is up here. Something is not as it seems. 901-260-5926. How do you think Trump's going to do? And what advice would you give Donald J. Trump for the debate? 901-260-5926. Now, I want to share some information, and I have heard this from five different Republican sources. So I'm pretty confident in what I'm about to share with you. There have been a lot of secret meetings, backdoor meetings at the RNC. And there are some movements afoot to redefine what it means to be a Republican. Now, for the longest time, we have had a Republican Party platform that has embraced traditional views of marriage. We have been staunchly pro-life. There are just certain things that have defined Republicans in this modern era, or at least since, Ronald Reagan. So there have been a series of secret meetings, and in these meetings, the conversation has wandered into the category of changing the party platform. There are many in the party who now believe that we need to have a bigger tent, and for us to have a bigger tent, we need to soften the language on marriage and abortion. And there are serious, and hear me on this, these are serious considerations that are being made here. And the thinking is that by the time we get to Milwaukee, there will be enough support, a groundswell of support among Republicans to change the party platform to embrace gay marriage and to soften our position on the pro-life issue. So my question to you is this, and it's a very simple question. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you believe that for the sake of winning elections, the Republicans need to either jettison the culture war issues or soften the position on the culture war issues? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let me put it this way. If the Republican Party decides, well, we really want to be a pro-choice party, would that impact your vote? Would that impact how you cast your ballot on Election Day? Now, I am telling you, these conversations are being had in, shockingly, a number of southern states, which leads me to believe that this is part of a nationwide effort among Republicans to soften the language and to embrace, if nothing else, same-sex marriage. And there are political calculations being made right now that now is the time to do it because there is so much at stake in November that people are going to have to vote for the Republican platform. I mean, it's going to have to happen. But there's another component of this. And this is something that is going to be a topic of raging debate after Trump leaves office. All right. So when Trump leaves office, there will be a fight for the heart and the soul of the Republican Party. And that fight will be between the establishment Republicans, the conservatives, and the pro-Trump populist. And the populist are not necessarily conservatives on culture war issues. Now, don't get me wrong. Trump he's out there. He's standing up for religious liberty. He's standing up for the issues that are important to Christians. But at the end of the day, you have the former First Lady, Melania Trump, who is holding a number of fundraisers for the Log Cabin Republicans, which is the gay Republican group. And there are many people within the Trump orbit who believe that we need to jettison the objections the party might have to same-sex marriage. So these are the conversations that are out there being had. So sooner or later, Judgment Day is coming for the Republican Party. It's either going to be in Milwaukee or it's going to be in the next presidential election cycle. But that is coming, and you need to be aware of it. A lot of people they don't feel comfortable talking about these kinds of things. And my question to you, as a political party, is it important for us to address these cultural issues of the day? Transgenderism. Because, again, you've got the L's, the G's, and the B's, and they're looking at the rest of that flag, and they're saying, yeah, those people are slap crazy nuts. So are we about ready to see some shifting in the Republican Party? And if so, is that going to cause you to either stay at home or go vote for somebody else in another party? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Caroline Levitt's going to drop by. Also, Allie Beth Stuckey is going to be here later on in the program, along with Congressman Zach Nunn. By the way, heading up to Iowa on Thursday, so we're going to be doing the show from KXEL in Waterloo. It's going to be a lot of fun. This coming Saturday, I'll be the keynote speaker at Iowa Fest, which is going to be at the National Cattle Congress Pavilion there in Waterloo. All sorts of free food, and we're going to be doing book signings, all sorts of great stuff. So we'll tell you more about that coming up a little bit later on. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Angie in Georgia. Hi, Angie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I know this is probably just rumor, but we listen to a lot of out-of-the-country news media that are for Trump, and it's been rumored that one of these news people are trying to figure out if Barack Obama is actually with Biden at Camp David. That's what we've been hearing on other news outlets.
Wow.
Not so, from this country.
Is that right? So tell me, Angie, I'm curious, what sort of news agencies are you listening to? What countries?
We were listening to Europe. One of them is, I can't pronounce the name of it, but they're not regulated like the United States. And one of them is BBC News. Another one is, it starts with a G. But we listen to different radio stations out of the country because they're not regulated. So they're actually sending people from the what we've heard, they're actually sending some of their reporters to see where Barack Obama is in the United States.
So what does that tell you, Angie?
Barack Obama is really at Camp David.
Well, what does that tell you if he is?
That we all know that Biden is not running this country. So I'm just saying that Obama is basically behind all this, but somebody really needs to find out if he's really at Camp David, and maybe he's our lying eyes, even if somebody sees him at Camp David, we'll be told by Pierre that we're not seeing what we're seeing.
Well, that fair enough. And the fact is, Camp David is so secure and so isolated. Unless somebody is going to be leaking that, somebody from the staff or Secret Service, we're never going to know if Obama is there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he were there. And it makes a lot of sense going back to the Los Angeles fundraiser where Biden froze on stage in front of the cameras. And again, KJP says none of this happened, but we all saw it. We've got the video evidence where Obama had to literally grab his arm and tug at him and then had to guide him with his hand in the small of his back off the stage. That tells me it's almost as if, Angie, and maybe it's just me, but it's like Biden is aging rapidly before our very eyes. Oh, just really over the past couple of months, he just looks really, really old.
And I have experience with dementia and Alzheimer's. My mother had it. And I can tell you firsthand, I'm not a nurse, but we took care of my mother for 3 years. And she deteriorated very quickly, just like Biden is doing. But our biggest thing is as soon as we see something that we're not supposed to see, or we start playing that Lion Eye song from the Eagles, because we, as a country and as a nation, and people trying to tell us what we see and we don't see, if you see a truck coming at you, you're going to move out of the way. But if you're like, oh, that truck's really not coming, you know, I don't have to move. That's what they're trying to get all of us to believe, especially this woke generation. And if Biden is at Camp David, how much is it costing the taxpayers for him to be there?
Well, it's a good question. And Angie, we'll try to get some answers for you. Regardless, I think, and I appreciate the call, Angie, regardless, I think it's not going to impact Donald Trump's campaign strategy here and debate strategy. The reality is that it's going to be Biden on the stage, and Biden alone, unless they've got some sort of a secret listening device. But even then, I don't think that's going to work. And I don't think they can, because what would happen is, let's say Obama is off stage and he's whispering into a Biden's earpiece. Biden is so rattled that he would think he was hearing voices, and he would just like openly respond. You all hear that? Anybody hear that? And people would be like, what? What did he say? And he would start talking to dead people again. Right. So, again, that's why I think that one, they're going to shove him out on that stage and hope for the best. And if he actually makes it to the podium, I think he's, you know, they're going to say he's a winner. Regardless, folks, in all seriousness, this could be the moment that the Democrats say, yeah, we've got to replace Joe. We've got to do it. I know what they're saying out there. I've heard the senators saying that, you know, oh, Joe Biden, he's the healthiest old man we've ever seen. And they want you to believe that Joe Biden is out there doing yoga and Pilates and he's, you know, running 10 miles a day. I don't think he is. He's wandering around Camp David in his underpants, in a bathrobe, open and exposed, licking an ice cream cone, looking for a child to sniff. That's what Joe Biden is doing right now. 901-260-5926, whatever, that's 901-260-5926. Here's President Trump, cut 15.
So tonight, we'll refer to him as Sleepy Joe, because right now, as you know, it's been reported that right now Crooked Joe's gone to a log cabin to study, prepare. No, he didn't. He's sleeping now. Because they want to get him good and strong so a little before debate time he gets a shot in the ass. How should I handle him? Should I be tough and nasty? Or should I be... she say no. Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history? Or should I be nice and calm and let him speak?
Well, there you go. You know, what's interesting is that Trump is right. Whenever there's a big event, and just go back to the State of the Union address. Whenever there's a big event that Biden has to be out there for and he's got to be on display, what happens? They immediately lock him up. And then they start filling them up with all of these performance enhancement drugs. I mean, we all saw what went down at the State of the Union address. The guy never blinked. What was that, an hour-long speech? The guy never blinked, and he screamed the entire speech. And normally, if in a normal situation, and the guy, poor guy's got the teleprompters there, in a normal conversation, they would like be sending him notes like, hey, you know, Mr. President, yeah, you might want to take it down a couple of notches. Right. So anyway, he'd be out there and he'd be giving the speech and he'd be saying, Donald Trump is evil. He's Adolf Hitler. President Biden, take it down a few notches. And he would just read everything there. It's difficult. I'm just telling you. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You heard President Trump ask the question, should he rip Biden a new one, or Should he play the happy, folksy, happy-go-lucky guy? What do you think Trump's strategy ought to be? We'll be right back. Big tech, big government, and the progressives have done everything they can to silence truth and sanity. But there's a secret weapon out there that they can't touch. 1 year ago, a new digital streaming platform, the Real Life Network, was launched to provide a desperate world with much-needed programming free from the overreach and interference of government and media. Now, the explosive growth they've seen speaks for itself. In one short year, more than 100 programmers have jumped on board to provide content from podcasts and interviews to sermons and conferences to kid shows and feature-length films. I'm proud to be among them. As you can find the Todd Stern Show and several of my interviews on Real Life Network. And get this, over 30 million minutes of programs that are free from the influence of secular agenda have already been viewed. Real Life Network can change your life, and it's free. So sign up now at reallifenetwork.com and receive a free digital download of Countdown, a book from Real Life Network founder Pastor Jack Hibbs. Yeah, this coming Saturday, noon to 3, this is pretty exciting. They're going to have, like, milkshakes, pork sandwiches, the whole nine, all sorts of great food at Iowa Fest. KXEL.com/Iowa Fest if you want to get a free ticket. I'll be there speaking, and we're doing a book signing. This is all happening in Waterloo, Iowa, at the National Cattle Congress Pavilion, coming up Saturday, noon to 3. Again, KXEL.com/Iowa Fest if you would like some free tickets. It will be a family-friendly event, so look forward to seeing all of our great listeners in the heartland. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Charles from North Carolina. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Good talking to you. Todd, I got to tell you, I don't really feel good about this debate. I think that Trump could possibly be walking into a trap. But if it does go down, I'll tell you what I think he needs to do. The first thing he needs to do when the cameras are rolling, and I'm surprised nobody has suggested this. I've heard talks about drug tests and everything, but he needs to insist and just ask the question. And he needs to insist that his Secret Service agent go inspect Joe Biden's ears for any type of electronic listening device, and also to have his inspected as well, because there is no way that Biden is going to be able to conduct a 90-minute debate without somebody giving him some type of information from the outside. And I think if Biden refuses to do that, that's going to be very, very revealing, and it will prove to the American people that he's cheating. And that'll be the end of Joe Biden right there, I think.
But well, we had Congressman Ronnie Jackson on yesterday, and he says drug test. He wants Joe Biden tested before and after the debate to see what sort of, cocktail, some sort of a medical cocktail he consumed before or during the event.
Well, yeah, and that I agree with that, too. But I do think Joe Biden is capable of parroting something if somebody's talking to him from the outside.
You think so? You think he's got that much mental acuity?
Well, I don't think we need to set the expectations too low. in spite of the way he's performed. But I think Trump needs to stick to the issues. And I think he needs to just say, Joe, you have ruined people's finances. You've ruined the border. You've ruined the future for so many Americans. You have lied to the American people virtually every time you make a statement. And if you have any decency about you, you need to look in this camera right now, and you need to apologize to the American people for the damage that you have done, because you were handed off an economy and a country that was safe and secure, and you've done nothing to destroy it, and then lie to the American people that everything's hunky-dory. And something else I would do, Todd, I would bring up Ashley Biden. I would say, Joe, you accused me of being a criminal in my character. How about you? Is it true that you took showers with your teenage daughter, Joe? Did you really do that when she was a teenager? And if you did, does that make you a child molester? Are you a criminal? I mean, I would get him to
Look, we know something very bad happened in that household. And we know that, right? Because the children all turned out, you know, to be drug addicts, except the dead one. So anyway, God rest his soul. But yeah, something very, very bad and evil was happening in that household. I also want to know if he was a homewrecker. Did he really? Was he dating Mrs. Dr. Jill Biden back when she was a teenager? That's what I want to know. There's some freaky stuff going down. Charles, appreciate the call. All good thoughts. I'm not sure that we're gonna have President Trump asking Joe, at least at this stage, whether or not he was a child molester. Holy cow. That would be interesting. Look, will Joe lose his temper? You know, that's another thing here. Will Joe lose his temper and try to take a swing at President Trump? You know, that's how the old people with dementia do. They get really rattled easily and they just go off and it's a terrible thing. By the way, Charles mentioned about groceries, and now the White House is saying, what are you people talking about? You know, that they've got no problem with the price of groceries. KJP talking about that. All right, let's play Cut 13.
So, yes, you know, eggs and milk, and there were grocery things that were up. It has gone down. It has gone down since 2022. Gas prices, because of the actions that this president took, and let's not forget there was an invasion, but Russia did obviously into Ukraine that caused gas prices to tick up. The president took action, tapped the SPR, and we saw gas prices go down. The president has met the moment with every issue that we have had in front of us.
Is that true? Are grocery prices going down? I was at Kroger the other day, and you know how you have the little Kroger card and you're able to swipe it? Anyway, I ended up paying more money. I don't know what that was all about. I don't understand. So anyway, Janet Yellen was asked about this as well. Cut 14.
Secretary Yellen, have you been to the grocery store lately?
I sure have. I go every week.
It's sticker shock, isn't it? No. I just, when you look at shipping costs, those have come down. Global food commodity prices have also come down, but food prices still remain high. I know they're not rising at the rate that they were last year, but they're still up 20% from pre-COVID.
So I'm curious, are you guys seeing that grocery prices are down? The White House is saying they are, and that you guys are actually celebrating because, you know, all the prices for everything are plummeting. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Kim. Hi, Kim. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
We love you in Georgia.
Thank you.
I did hear what the last caller said about the debate and his suggestions for President Trump. I happen to disagree. I mean, I appreciate what he said, and yes, Biden's done horrible things, but I don't want President Trump to get in the gutter. There are going to be a lot of people who are trying to make up their mind watching this televised session who are independent, and they're going to be looking for a classier person. He does not need to get in the gutter with Biden. And I have a feeling that Biden will come out like just a barking dog, like he did during that State of the Union speech, and just be ramped up. And I think President Trump needs to remain calm, cool, just like the term commander-in-chief, be in command of your speech. If Jake Tapper tries to rattle him, I would say only get firm with your comments back to him. No yelling, but just keep your cool. That's what I would suggest, because Biden probably is going to get himself in trouble.
I see where you're going with this. I mean, imagine like midway through the debate, Kim, President Trump turns to Biden and says, you know, Mr. President, would you like a chair to sit down in? You look a little winded there. Could you imagine? I mean, being kind and considerate. I kind of like
that. Yeah, I think you should be kind. I think
would you like some water?
State the facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that idea. That look, this is the kind of conversation they're having, and I know a lot of people have been recommending the President Trump just take this one slow and easy, take the high road, don't jump down into the gutter, because that's, you know, Biden, to your point, is going to come out and he's going to be so jacked up on whatever they've injected into his veins that he's going to be uncontrollable. All right, I like that. Kim, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to the program. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. May I ask you a question? This may be a personal question. Do you get repulsed by fat people in Speedos? I mean, does that, when I just mentioned that, a fat person in a Speedo, did you get a little bit of throw up right there in the base of the throat? And the reason I ask this, there is a movement afoot to reserve beaches for fat people, or as they now want, they prefer to be called, the plus size community. So this is from the pages of the New York Post. New York City is holding a fat beach day to create an environment for the plus size community, a space for people to be themselves. It's going to be a heck of a lot of space, people. So I know that Ben Dieter, the morning show host at KWEM, Dieter, I'm wondering, does this bother you being around half-naked fat people?
Well, did you see the photos in the New York Post?
Yeah, I can't unsee them.
It's pretty bad. I mean, these people, I mean, we're talking Lizzo. I mean, think of Lizzo in a bikini and there's 500 of them. My question is, what is this advancing? Is it advancing self-acceptance? Do the people on the beach feel better about themselves because they can run around half naked? What's the end goal here?
So I'm looking at one picture of these like three giant people in bathing suits, and it sort of looks like a double stuffed Oreo. I don't know. According to the article, this is happening. You just now figured that out.
I just put up the article again.
So these Fat Beach Day events are happening all across the country. And again, they want to they want to provide this safe space for people who are overweight that might feel a little uncomfortable revealing, you know, their blubber.
And they should. I don't want to be nasty, but you shouldn't glorify obesity. But this is the same state, if you recall, back in 2023, the mayor of New York City tried to ban weight discrimination. And he was going to make a law that it was illegal to view overweight people negatively.
So according to the New York Post, and again, we're not talking about full-figured gals, right? We're not talking about fat-bottomed girls, as the songwriters once sang. We're talking about morbidly obese people in bathing suits. And they're saying that, you're right, Ben, to that point, they say that they want to redefine the ideal beauty standard. So in other words, if you're bone thin, and again, I don't necessarily want to see a bone thin person in a swimsuit. Personally, I don't, anyway. Vogue magazine or Vogue Business reported that only 0.8% of models were plus size, 3.7% were mid-size, a decline from, is that what they call them? You're a mid-size gal. That seems kind of weird.
They say in that survey, did you see that? I thought it said the KFC survey.
Oh, I did too. I thought, wow.
It's not this KFC survey.
All right.
So basically in this survey, they found that because of a lot of these people, you know, you have two conflicting things, because you've got the trend of the weight acceptance community, which is to glorify fatness. And then you have an ongoing competing trend, which is the Ozempic trend, where people are taking the diabetes injection into the side of their gut and losing all the weight.
And by the way, those people look like zombies. Have you seen what that drug does to like their face? It's like their face melts off. You've got the eyeballs sunken in. And it's like, what was it? Mars Attacks. Remember that movie years ago and the Martians with the eyeballs bulging out? That's what it looks like when you take Ozempic.
It's wild to watch.
It's a thing.
You're on TV. You see these people. You'll notice a year ago, they were, well, let's just say they could have gone to this big event on the beach because they were overweight. And then you turn on the TV and they're the size of Marilyn Monroe. You've got to ask, what are they on? It's the injection. And they don't have diabetes.
So they don't have the diabetes. And so then that's what they call it in the South, the diabetes. So you don't have the diabetes. So you're taking this Ozempic and to lose weight, and it sinks your cheeks in and your eye sockets. I find it very unattractive. But now they're saying Hollywood, that's sort of like the new look, that people are attracted to that. Really? I'm not attracted to somebody who looks like a zombie whose eyeballs are about to pop out.
I don't know. It's a quick fix. Who needs Weight Watchers anymore?
I mean, maybe for a blind person, you know. this is interesting. The quote here, they say in the 2000s, there was strong anti-fat, intense cultural swing that really parallels what we're going through right now. Talking about fat phobia. I thought we're all supposed to be fat phobic, right? We all want to be physically fit, right? I mean, you want to try to lose some pounds. We shouldn't be glorifying obesity, should we?
It's a question for the folks across the country. I don't know. I think that our brains, and maybe that is because of the cultural swing that they're referring to, it's been built into our brains or craniums that a model is to be skinny. So they're trying to reset that. They're trying to rewire everybody's brain to look at a model and be okay with them looking like, well, I mean, they have Gail King. I was at Target the other day. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Why is Gail King on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a bikini? She's old.
There she blows. In Chicago, they're holding a fat friends pool party. In Los Angeles, they recently held a bellies out beach day. Is that like for gay people?
No,
oh,
that
no,
sounds
the bellies
like,
are out.
No,
I
that
apologize.
Sounds like people like my dad, and no disrespect, but like the beer gut situation, it sounds like a boys trip down a canoe on a creek. The bellies out crew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, and then they've got the photo of the large marges just jogging down the beach. Anyway, New York passed legislation, by the way, to ban weight discrimination. And in 2023, Mayor Eric Adams signed a bill banning weight discrimination in hiring and housing. So I don't know what that means. Why would you not rent to somebody because they're overweight? I don't understand that. Unless the floors are flimsy. And all that could be a problem. Anyway, 901-260-5926. Got a problem with fat people on the beach? We'll be right back. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, just got a text here from Paul Shanklin and says the wife was at Target a while back and sent some photos in. You know how they, when you go into Target and they have the fashion models and they're posing in the outfit, and then you can buy the outfit. Anyway, Paul says, here are some pictures that the wife took at Target a while back. Baby stretch marks aren't as attractive as they think, especially to women. It's a reminder. This bathing suit, and he sent the photo of the bathing suit. Not much there to that. Not much material in that bathing suit at Target. He said, this bathing suit was called Eclipse. And then he says, sorry, I was corrected. The size was Eclipse. So that's terrible, Paul Shanklin. Just terrible. Wow. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Caroline Leavitt from Team Trump. She's going to be dropping by. Also, Allie Beth Stuckey is going to be here. Coming up, Spencer Lindquist from The Daily Wire, a crazy story out of Texas. And also Congressman Zach Nunn from Iowa is going to weigh in on the Trump debate. We're also going to be taking your calls, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And by the way, folks, if you haven't done so, head over to our website or wherever you buy your books and get yourself a copy of twilight's last gleaming, can America be saved? Now, I've got to tell you about our friends over at First Cup Coffee Company. Man, do I love these guys. And the coffee is great. People here in the building love it. It's become our new official coffee here at the News Bunker. First Cup Coffee Company. FirstCup.com is the website. That's FirstCup.com. It is a Christian-owned, patriotic coffee company. And they make a delicious cup of coffee. That's what you need to know. And I'm a coffee snob. So head over to their website. I get the Washington blend, but they have all different kinds, 11 other blends. FirstCup.com. Use the code Todd. You're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, you're going to save another 10%. That's a pretty good deal right there. FirstCup.com. Use that code Todd.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, jeez, hello. Dadgummit. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I meant to hit cancel, and then I hit order. So, Dieter... This is terrible. So I was, for some reason, I was in the mood for lunch today. Normally, I wait until after or whatever. So I thought, I'll just order something. And so I, we have a Chick-fil-A nearby. And so I ordered, I put in my order. And when it tallied it up, I'm like, what? I was trying to hit cancel, and I hit order instead.
How much are we talking?
I ordered a 12-piece nuggets and a little mac and cheese. They have great mac and cheese. Mm. And then one of their delicious seasonal berry beverages. It's very tasty and refreshing. It's 100 degrees here in Memphis today. It was over $30.
What?
$30.
This is why you've got to go to Taco Bell, Todd. I know you believe it's the Lord's chicken, and I understand that, but those prices, there's nothing godly about those chicken prices.
Jeez, Alicia.
Were they at least grilled?
No. That's why I went with the regular fried nuggets, because the grilled were even more expensive than the fried nuggets. Mm. This makes absolutely no sense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you vote Democrat. I'm just saying. Anyway, welcome to the show, and Dieter, watch the doorbell ring. My order's on the way. 901-260-5926. This is insane, people paying this much money. Unbelievable. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Poor Congressman Zach Nunn from Iowa, having listened to me complain about lunch. But Congressman, $30 for Chick-fil-A. This is insane.
And Todd, this is a reflection of Bidenomics. It's hitting us all. I got six kids. We go to Chick-fil-A, and I walk out in a national debt in my own pocket. Here's what I'm going to do for you, my friend. I'm going to send you Iowa State Fair's best. Pork chops. We're going to send you fried food on a stick, and I'm going to send a bushel of sweet corn with it, just so that you can truly respect what hearty good Americans are growing and eating right here.
Oh,
you deserve it, my friend.
You had me at pork chop, Congressman. By the way, so this is interesting. You may not even have to mail it, because I'm going to be in Iowa this coming weekend, speaking at the National Cattle Congress Pavilion in Waterloo. And then Saturday, we're in Benton County speaking to the Republicans there. So I could just swing on by and pick up the pork chops.
Brother, I'm going to grill it for you. And if you're going to the cattleman, you're going to get a great ribeye. So I'm not even going to try and compete with those guys, but I will flip some pork chops for you as you pass through town there.
You know, in all seriousness, you do have to wonder, I mean, how are people able to make it? You can't even, you know, it used to be sure, let's go to Chick-fil-A for a quick lunch, you know, but you can't do that anymore. I mean, this, we're talking about people making very serious decisions about how to pay their bills.
Brother, I'm in one of these top-tier congressional races, determining who's going to hold Congress next, you know, November here when President Trump gets elected. We want to make sure we have a House that is fighting for him and not a House which on day one wants to impeach him if the Democrats get elected. But I will tell you this. We held an event in Iowa where we filled up nearly 250 cars with gas at Trump prices. We bought out the gas station $1.63 to fill up for a gallon of gas. That was on Trump's last day in office. 3 years down the road, I can't fill up my truck. My wife can't fill up her minivan. We can't even get the kids a gallon of milk for half the price that it was 3 years ago, let alone be able to fill up the car for half the price that it was 3 years ago. We have got to change the way we do business here. It is costing every Iowan over $15,000 more a year. And that is absolutely wrong because you and I both know this. Nobody in Memphis or Des Moines has seen their paycheck go up that much, but Biden is charging us all more for it with his horrible financial policies.
No, you're absolutely right. And I heard this. We were out in North Carolina a couple of weeks ago on the book tour, and people are really, really struggling here. Congressman Zach Nunn on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today represents Iowa's 3rd congressional district. You know, Congressman, there's a lot happening up on Capitol Hill. I know that Republicans really want to hold Merrick Garland accountable for what he has done, this weaponization. Is that going to happen, do you think, with Congresswoman Luna's? She's wanting him to be held in contempt.
Yeah, I think these things are important. It's good to not only call it out, but to take a vote on the floor. As we know, the challenge is these things don't move anywhere in the Senate. And so in addition to this, I want to make sure we are taking tactical measures to really hold Merrick Garland, the entire Department of Justice, including, you know, some of these bad actors at the FBI. And I will say this, most of the agents there are good people. I've worked with them as a military guy. But we need to make sure that we are taking the tactical things aggressively accountable for FBI, DOJ, and Merrick Garland. It's one of the reasons this week we're going to be voting on some appropriations bills, and we're going to be scalpeling out those things that they have used to weaponize the Department of Justice. And this also should be a reflection all of us should be doing at our state level when we have these, activist district attorneys who won't prosecute real criminals, won't hold illegal immigrants accountable despite the violence they do in our communities. And then we'll spend time, you know, trying to take people to court on things that they campaign for on the campaign trail of, I just want to get Trump in a courtroom. It is dangerous when we see the attorneys who are supposed to be the representatives of justice for our communities decide they want to make a political name for themselves by shanghaiing their office and running just shod regimes on this. So I couldn't agree with you more, Todd. We're going to do what we can here in Congress at the strategic level and then at the tactical level. And most importantly, we're going to work really hard here to make sure that we win in November to hold all of these guys accountable.
To that point, Thursday night, the debate, what do you expect to see? What do you want to see at this debate Thursday?
Look, I'm looking forward to the debate. The election is already upon us. You know, in my home state, we have really highlighted the fact that not only are people impressed with Trump, they're just disillusioned by what the Biden administration has done. And I do think the president, President Trump, is going to have to play, you know, a fighter for the future of America. He's going to have to be the role of Trump the debater, and he's also going to have to be Trump the moderator. He's going to have to push back on Biden and say, hey, let's make sure we're talking about Biden's failures when it comes to border security, the runaway inflation we just talked about, the critical lack of safety that's happening in the country, and really asking folks, not only are you worse off than you were 3 years ago, but holding both Biden and potentially the moderators accountable for this. So as we look into this, we want to make sure that we're highlighting winning back the White House. We have a pathway here to win back the Senate. And then we have the ability to not only hold the House, but move the House forward in one of these really important ways in key swing states like my own. And I'll just say here, coastal elites want to buy my seat in Iowa. It'd be like trying to buy a seat in Nashville right now. These could be swing seats if we don't fight back against it. And so it's one of the reasons, Todd, I'm asking for you and your listeners' help as well. check us out at ZachNunn.com and recognize we've got to win all three branches to really move this country in the right direction, hold justice accountable, and hold our country safeguarded, because we can fight all we want in this debate on this week, but the president's going to be a one-man band fighting against Biden and two commentators who are going to want to all come at him. So it's really a three versus one situation that we want to be able to punch back against.
Good stuff. And Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. And by the way, not only are you a congressman, but we understand you were just promoted to colonel in the U.S. Air Force. Is that right?
Appreciate it, Todd. Yeah, very humbled, very honored. We still serve in the reserves, 20 years combat service. Honored to be a veteran, but we all know we don't get here alone. This was a team that got us here, and it's a team we're going to continue to fight for. Well, so I appreciate it, Todd. Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate your great service to our country, Congressman, Colonel, and also appreciate the pork chops.
We'll see you in Iowa soon.
Right, take care. Todd. All right, Congressman Zach Dunn out of Iowa, 3rd Congressional District there. And we will be in Iowa for a couple of events, as a matter of fact, flying out Thursday. So if you would like to be a part of those events, go to KXEL.com. That's KXEL.com/IowaFest, and you'll see all the information there. And then Saturday, Benton County, Iowa, speaking at the Republican at a Republican gathering there. And they'd love for everybody to come on by for a great event there. It'll be held at the Tilford Elementary School. You know, Dieter, I wonder if I'll have to sit at those little tiny tables, like in the Cafe Gymnatorium. That would be kind of cool.
Are you teaching a lesson at the school?
I'm speaking. We're doing dinner and a show.
So, but you're at the big kids table, right?
I hope so. Okay. You never know. Real quick, let's go to Vicky in North Carolina, wants to weigh in on Joe Biden. Hi, Vicky. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. I thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on your lack of eye movement with Joe Biden and his State of the Union address that he did, where he never blinked his eyes.
Yes.
And the lady that you were talking to about Obama being up at in Maine. I wanted to let you know that people with Alzheimer's, their eyes, when they sleep at night, a lot of them, their eyes blink constant. I mean, they can be dead asleep, but their eyes never stop blinking. They've probably given him some kind of drug before the State of the Union had to us, because when these people are like that, you'll notice that their eyes will blink a lot. And when they get really tired, then they get worse, and it's nonstop. And I'm talking nonstop. So anyway, his involuntary movements of his body, they've blocked somehow, and that's why he was unable to blink for so long.
Vicky, is that why he looks like he's a robot at times, you know, with the arm movements and the shuffling?
Heavily drugged. Whatever they're doing to him, he's drugged. There's a lot of things they could be giving him, and the fact is that he may be what is an Alzheimer's. A lot of male Alzheimer's patients, they can get out of control and have to have what is called a combative Alzheimer's therapist, a special therapist that will handle them when they get out of control. And they may be drugging him to where he's not getting control. But
wow.
They definitely, if he's not blinking and any of this stuff, and he gets loud and irate, he has some serious problems that they're blocking his human ability to even have his involuntary movement. They're stopping him.
Insane, Vicky. This is the guy that's got his finger on the button.
Yes, I know. But he's had it all along. He didn't just develop this.
Tucker Carlson
did his interview with the doctor that was supposedly helping Hunter Biden. He told Hunter back in 2012 that Joe Biden had signs of dementia. So, you know, I've dealt with Alzheimer's patients for 20 years, and he's definitely in his last stages of it. But Joe has zero short-term memory. He has none. It's gone. He has long-term memory somewhat, because that's why when he makes these stories up and goes off the rails, that's the delusion setting in. They make up a lot of stories. But they're definitely drugging him. I don't care what anybody says. They are drugging him either to keep him in control. And the lady that said Obama was in, up there with him now, they probably are, Obama would, if they got any kind of rig up to Joe Biden on what to say, because Joe has no ability to speak on his own. He has no ability.
Could you imagine Joe would be there, Vicky, in the middle of the debate, and poor Obama's talking to the guy in the headphone, and what Biden just blurts out, I hear black people. I hear black people. Terrible.
That is part of he could go offline.
Vicky, I got to.
You can never project. You can never predict what they would do.
Oh, my word. Vicky, we got to run. Thank you for the update. And again, it's a terrible thing, but the reality is everybody knows this. And they're still letting him get up on that stage. And that is unacceptable. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, Independence Day is coming up. What are you going to have on the grill? Folks, I want to recommend my friends at Backyard Butchers. They are Christian, they are conservative, and they're based in Texas. We're talking about American-raised and American-harvested beef from right here in our nation's backyards, from our backyard to your dinner table. Backyardbutchers.com, grass-fed, grain-finished, great burgers, steaks, you name it. Go check out their website, backyardbutchers.com. That's backyardbutchers.com. Now, you're going to save an extra 20% off your entire order by using my code Todd. When you subscribe, you're going to get an additional 10% off, and they're going to throw in free shipping. Again, got to use my code Todd. That's backyardbutchers.com.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Say hello to Samantha, listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Samantha. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
I was listening to the lady that had called before thinking maybe Biden had Alzheimer's, but I had a dad and a grandfather who passed away from Parkinson's. I was very involved in their care, and I'm not a doctor, but I really believe he's showing signs of Parkinson's. The stiff gait, the stone face, all of that can lead to Parkinson's-induced dementia, which I believe is what's happening.
I think that the broader issue is this man mentally capable of being able to do the job as president of the United States, Samantha?
Right, and he's not. That's the thing. It's very sad to watch someone go through that, and that people are voting, you know, get him help. You know, people don't need to be voting for someone in this condition. I mean, it is appalling to me that people are voting for him. I will never understand it. And, you know, I had a friend of mine say, well, Trump is as old as he is. It doesn't matter about the age. It's about the health. And
yeah.
Biden does not have it.
Well, what does it say about his wife? I mean, you would think that the spouse would step in and say, honey, I know you want to do this, but you can't do it anymore. Let's go back home.
Exactly. Exactly. I would never allow a loved one to go through that. It's wrong on every level. And our country is in real trouble if he gets elected again.
Samantha, they're around
it'll be Kamala.
Around Bartlett. Him. Around Bartlett. What are people saying? Are you seeing a lot of people saying we're going to vote for Trump? We're going to vote for Biden?
Well, I've yet to encounter anyone who has admitted to voting for Biden. I see mostly Trump supporters everywhere I go. And, you know, for years I've said, you know, who has voted for Biden? I can't find one person who's admitted to it that I'm involved with.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't either. I mean, I drive around town and I'll see one of those little Priuses and they'll have the coexist bumper sticker and a Biden-Harris bumper sticker. That's about it. All right, Samantha, appreciate the call. Thank you. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Geez, this is a terrible story from Indonesia. So have you been in those gyms where they have the treadmills, right? And I remember back when I was in New York City and I used to do the gym thing. And usually the gyms would be on the third or fourth floors and you'd have the big plate glass windows. So anyway, normally though, the machines or the treadmills are actually facing towards the windows. So you're jogging and you're looking out on the scenery. But in this particular gym on the third floor of this building in Indonesia, a woman was on the treadmill and she was jogging and she got tripped up. And not only did she go flying off of the treadmill, she went right out the plate glass window and splat right there on the sidewalk. It's terrible. She died. Anyway, tell you, exercise will kill you. 901-260-5926. Terrible story. There is a piece in the Daily Wire that caught our attention. How the doctor at the center of the latest Texas Children's Hospital scandal built an alliance with transgender activists. Jeez, Lou, what a headline there. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Spencer Lindquist, the author of that story, joins us. Spencer, hope you're doing well today.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Well, let's set up the story. First of all, what's going on at Texas Children's Hospital? What scandal are we talking about here?
So Texas Children's Hospital has found itself really at the center of this national fight over what is called a gender-affirming care. Of course, it's these are medical interventions that intend to change the sex of an individual, and in this case, of children. So what we've seen at this hospital is a really this complex and currently unfolding situation where there was originally a whistleblower last year who went to Chris Rufo, and he said that the hospital was continuing to do some of these sex change operations, some of the puberty blockers and cross-sex hormone distribution in violation potentially of state law. We actually had the doctor from this hospital, his name is Richard Ogden Roberts. He's a pediatric endocrinologist, and he actually teamed up with a number of different transgender activist organizations to try and stop this law. This was SB 14 in Texas, and he teamed up with these groups, and I investigated some of these activist organizations and found that they were sponsored in many cases by the same pharmaceutical companies that actually manufacture, produce, or distribute puberty-blocking and sex change, cross-sex hormone drugs. So, of course, it really raises this question about the depth and the extent of this alliance between ideological activists and those who use their medical credentials to bolster those who are clearly motivated by a political will.
And so in your reporting, did you discover that this really is sort of a big business when it comes to these medical procedures and these gender surgeries? I mean, these are big dollar surgeries for these hospitals.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's really important to note as well is that, you know, this is a children's hospital, and children, you know, perhaps one of the reasons in why children are being or why these are being marketed to children is because if you have somebody who's on puberty blockers for years and then on cross-sex hormones for years, you know, there's a lot of money in that, even before you get to the actual surgical operations themselves. And really, the younger somebody gets on these drugs, the longer they are on them. And of course, that generates more revenue. I'll give you one specific example from this instance. We actually had this organization. It's called GLMA, and effectively what it is it's an activist organization of medical and otherwise the health industry professionals within these industries. I looked and I found that one of the backers of this organization is actually a pharmaceutical lobbying group, perhaps the largest pharmaceutical lobbying group. It's called PHRMA. And it lobbies on behalf of Pfizer, on behalf of AbbVie, on behalf of Bayer, and a number of different pharmaceutical companies that are involved in creating, producing, or otherwise distributing these types of drugs.
It's disgusting, is what it is. And you do have to wonder years from now if historians are going to look back on this medical mutilation industry, which is what it is, and hopefully they're going to be held accountable down the road. Spencer, really nice job there covering the story, and we appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, Spencer Lindquist, everybody, from the Daily Wire. You know, I didn't talk about this story last week, but it landed in my stack of stuff today, and I just have a question about church. Are mega churches a good thing or a bad thing? You know what I mean? It's like church. A lot of these churches are being run like businesses, like industries. And I'm not saying that mega churches are bad. I'm just wondering about, I don't know, this whole story from well, there were a couple of stories. You had a couple of scandals involving some high profile ministers. Was it Tony Evans? He was one of them, admitting to some sort of a past moral failing. And now you have Robert Morris, who's the pastor at Gateway Church in South Lake, Texas. They have an estimated 100,000 worshipers weekly. Confessed to inappropriate sexual behavior with a young lady. But what they didn't tell anybody until recently is it turns out the young lady was 12 years old. 12 years old! That, ladies and gentlemen, is not a moral failing. That is a crime. Well, it is a moral failing, but it's a crime. The guy belongs in jail. Anyway, this... But they're protecting it. The backstory here, it looks like all of the people in charge at Gateway Church were protecting this guy because they're protecting the brand. Maybe that's the wrong question to ask, because ultimately it's about this one individual, or is it? But something is, this whole thing is just sickening and disgusting. Everybody these days is after bigger and better, and they think bigger is better, and I don't know if it is. You know, I go to a smaller church, and I like it. It's, you know, you get to know people. You know, the pastors get to know you. If you get the sniffles or something, somebody's bringing over some chicken noodle soup. I mean, people care. It's not like it's some sort of a big business, and you're going to some sort of, I don't know, Cirque du Soleil. You know, you go to church. And no, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong. I mean, the productions are fine, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, There's something weird going on with church these days. Anybody notice that? I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking this. But the smoke and the mirrors and the cover bands and the worship leader, I don't know. Am I just old? Is this like my get off the lawn moment? Is that what this is really all about here, maybe? I don't know. Dieter, why are you shaking your head? Yes. That's unfortunate. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a weird time right now, just a weird time in church. It's all about business, big business. Well, Todd, you speak at churches. Yeah, I do. I don't charge anything for it, though. Why would I do that? I mean, come on. I don't know. It's just weird. Just weird. But I'm telling you, covering up for something like that, that's criminal. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, my $30 nuggets got here from Chick-fil-A. Jeez, hello. They're okay, but I mean, for $30, I should have just gone to Popeyes or something. At least you get them spicy. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, Newsmax TV. Are you signed up for NewsmaxPlus.com yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Folks, with NewsmaxPlus.com, you're going to be able to watch yours truly on Newsmax 2. You can also watch my show, 5 o'clock Eastern, on Roku, Samsung, and Amazon. But you really got to get Newsmax Plus. You're going to get all of the Newsmax shows from Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, and yours truly, President Trump, big fan. And let me tell you something, Newsmax, still the only cable news channel that broadcasts all of his speeches and rallies. That's why you need NewsmaxPlus.com. You can start a subscription today, and it will not cost you a single penny. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. John in Kentucky. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Well, Mr. Starnes, want to say God bless you and your entire staff, including Ben Dieter. But anyhow, I do mean that from my heart. I just wanted to, you know, you had that one guest talking about what they were doing in that hospital in Texas. You know, I distinctly remember a couple of other places that used to do things like that. They were named Treblinka, Bergen-Belsen, Sobibor, and they had this one doctor named Mengele. And he was doing the same types of surgeries, except it was in the 1930s. And what's really disturbing, and I thank God for these governors trying to, or even in Vanderbilt they did it. Seriously, they did. I'm sure you're aware of that. But that's kind of puts me back, you know, brings me back to think about what they used to do in a certain country in the 30s to what they're doing to our children today. Because they experimented on the children back then and doing the same identical thing they're doing that today in the United States of freaking America. And we had Normandy to stop these type of things, but we really don't have people except, thank God, guys like you, Sebastian Gorka, Dennis Prager, and those guys shouting at the highest rooftops. And like I said, those places I mentioned, they're just doing it, the difference now. They're doing it here in the United States. And I will hang up and listen for your commentary, Todd, because, and again, so much the American people, a voice. And thank you for so much for just telling us to keep cooler heads till November. God bless you, Todd, and God bless Ben Dieter.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for that. Wow, Dieter, did you slip him a few bucks there? What the heck?
Yeah, I totally paid him to say that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's under the table. Don't worry about it.
By the way, some good news for Trump. New York judge has now partially lifted a gag order over, you know, Trump was not allowed to say anything about the witnesses in this sham hush money trial. So now Trump is able to talk about that. So that's good news. Also, getting some indication that Steve Bannon is going to be heading to jail after all. CNN reporting that Bannon will be ordered to serve at a federal correctional institute in Danbury, Connecticut. This is a low-security men's facility. Mr. Bannon, this is according to CNN, Mr. Bannon will serve there for at least 4 months, dormitory housing, and fencing the whole nine yards. It's a, it is a work and program-oriented facility, but they're saying these lower security prisons are a bit more harsh. So there you go. All the more reason why the Republicans in the House of Representatives ought to be sticking it to Merrick Garland. Now, let me explain what's going to happen here. You've got Congresswoman Luna, and she wants to send Merrick Garland to jail. He is in violation of a, well, he's in contempt of Congress, and there's a lot of outrage over that right now. And Congresswoman Luna wants to hold him responsible. So she is forcing a vote on this very obscure motion and this maneuver, and it would force the sergeant of at arms there at the U.S. Capitol to detain Merrick Garland. They call it inherent contempt. It's a thing. And so she wants Congress to, she's going to force a vote, and it's believed to me this is going to happen this week, to force a vote on whether or not the House Sergeant at Arms should forcibly bring the Attorney General before the House and hold him in inherent contempt. Now, what do you think about that? So Garland has been refusing to turn over the audio of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. And the reason why is because Biden was literally incoherent. And they don't want that getting out. So Garland is, the reason why he's refusing has nothing to do with the law. It's all about politics. Now, the question is whether or not the Republicans on Capitol Hill are actually going to have the moral man parts to do this and to follow through on this. But I say if we don't do this, more conservatives are going to end up serving time in these prison facilities. They've already got Peter Navarro. They've already got Steve Bannon. You've got Mark Meadows coming up next. And there's a host of people that could end up getting thrown into jail. And what is the charge here? Contempt of Congress. So I say, do unto the Democrats as they've been doing unto us and stick it up their wazoo. It's a New Testament thing. So anyway, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, because there are a number of Republicans are, we should do that. Don't make them mad. Don't make the Democrats mad. I say, stick it to them. As a matter of fact, I say when the sergeant at arms goes over to get Merrick Garland, if he doesn't want to go cordially, drag his ass to the U.S. Capitol in shackles. It's time we send these Democrats a message. You're going to play this game, Democrats? Okay. All righty. If you're going to play that way, we will do the same. Because right now, the Democrats know the Republicans will never do anything. The Democrats know that the Republicans on Capitol Hill are wusses. They know that when push comes to shove, the Republicans will always surrender. I'll give you a great example. Yesterday, they're having a big Memphis City Council meeting about the debate, about the budget. And there's a white guy on the council. And by the way, Memphis, majority minority city, 13 people on the city council. Nine of them are, is it nine black? I think nine black on the city council. Just about all Democrat. Anyway, it's a nonpartisan, but everybody knows who the Democrats and Republicans are. So you got the white guy, and he's a pseudo-Republican. And am I getting this right, Teeter? So this guy's allegedly a conservative or a Republican.
He's waspy.
And he's got the gavel. And so you got these blacks, and they are raging. They're blaming, they're like uttering such racist stuff, talking about the pink elephant in the room. That's code for you white people. And talking about how they're going to be black today. We're going to be black today. And demanding to know why white people are getting anything in the city of Memphis. It is so racist. And so the guy finally starts wielding the gavel and is smashing the gavel down in disgust. And then they call him out on it. And the guy, what happens? Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to bang my gavel. Please forgive me. Jeez-a-loo, man up, people. Somebody's out there calling you a racist, you get in their faces. You got a gavel, you wield that gavel, sir. I know it's a teeny tiny little itsy bitsy little gavel, but you gotta wield what God gave you. Jeez, alone. All right, all that to say, they need to arrest Merrick Garland and drag his butt to the U.S. Capitol. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour three of the big show coming up. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsers, that's right, I love this American ride.
Is this true? There is no way this could be accurate. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starr's radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Coming up this hour, Allie Beth Stuckey is going to join us. And we got a lot to talk about. But I got to get to this one story. And Ben Dieter, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. You're a man of the people. You're a cosmopolitan man. You know these things. The story, somebody just sent this to me. And I just find it very hard to, you know, this is like Pride Month, right? And so Pride Month, you've got what all the people are flying the rainbow flag. And they don't even call it the rainbow flag anymore. There's another flag. I forget. They've had a lot of different colors. And many of them are not even rainbow colors. But it's very weird, like brown. Brown is not a rainbow color. So anyway, somebody sent me this photo. You're not going to believe, they said, you're not going to believe what I just found at Walmart. I think I'm being pranked here.
Mm-hmm.
So because, you know, you have the gay Legos now, right? The rainbow colored Legos. And Nickelodeon's doing something. I'll get to that in just a moment. But anyway, during the break, somebody sent, as I was eating my $30 mac and cheese from Chick-fil-A.
That homophobic chicken.
Well, according to this Walmart, and there's a photograph of it here, and it's called Pride Ice Cream.
Wow.
And it's like rainbow-flavored ice cream. I want to read the description. I am not making this up. This is the one-pint, you know, the one-pint thing you can eat of ice cream. Their celebration edition. I think I'm getting pranked. But it looks, it looks like it's a real ice cream thing here. It says twink flavored fudge packed ice cream with corn and peanut bits.
There's no way.
Keep away from children. That's what
you're
it
being
says.
Spoofed.
No, I think I'm being spoofed.
You have to be.
Fudge packed ice cream.
Stop. Todd, people are eating. Well, I guess you're supposed to be eating this ice cream. What was that ice cream that your parents would give you back in the day? It was the worst flavor. It was, what is it, Neapolitan?
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan. Mm. Does it look like that? Because that kind of looked like Pride
Did it
colors.
Have a fudge swirl in it? I don't know. I think I'm being pranked here. Anyway, there's a website called Queer Tea. Like, Queer Tea. And is Walmart really selling twink flavored ice cream for Pride? And I read through the article here, and you never get an answer. You never really actually get a direct answer. That's what's very strange about that.
I guess the question is, what would it taste like? Can I ask? No, can I ask that question?
I guess. Is it appropriate? I mean, they're selling it at Walmart, allegedly.
Is it like cotton candy flavored? Is it Moose Tracks? Snickerdoodles? I'm trying to imagine what this is.
Snickerdoodles. It's terrible.
Reese's Pieces.
Well, Rocky Road. Maybe. I don't know. So anyway, there you go. If anybody is at a Walmart and go over to the ice cream section, and I want to know, is this real or am I being, I think I'm being pranked. I mean, there's a lot of gay pride stuff going down, but I've never heard of Walmart selling twink flavored ice cream with corn and peanut bits. Who puts corn in their ice cream? That's just, oh, I just got that. Whoops.
Again. A helpful reminder. It's lunchtime, Todd, across the nation.
I'm being pranked. I wonder if it's sweet corn. Wow. By the way, Disney. Oh, jeez. This is terrible. This is why we fact checked. You never know. You never know. By the way, Disney is hosting a gay pride parade for the children. And it was a freak show, folks. It's but right there in Disneyland, where they have all the drag queens coming out, and they're doing their dancing and their whatnot, and the kids are having a grand old gay old time there at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this story? Do we have the story? Oh, the drag queen. All right, we'll do the drag queen, and then Nickelodeon is. You know what? Let's do Nickelodeon first. This is weird. So they've got a big old, she's a big girl, which actually she's a he, so he's a big girl. This guy is a drag queen, and they're doing a music video for Nickelodeon. Now, this is the TV network that's targeted for, what, young kids, right? And so this particular video that Nickelodeon put together is aimed at your kids. So moms, dads of the Todd Stern Show listening audience, they want you to... They want your kids to be exposed to the LGBT agenda, cut number 7.
Doesn't it just fill you with pride, showing who you are on the inside? With that pride flag up high, show you.
Here we go.
Red light, orange, healing, yellow is sunlight, green makes your blue, honey, purple is spirit, baby blue. Gender people and black and brown represent the queer and trans people of color.
It's a little much. A little too Broadway showy for my taste. But anyway, that's what they're doing here, folks. They're now wanting your children to sing along. You know, this is, you know, you're driving on the family trip and you're sitting in the back of the station wagon. Do they still have station wagons or is everybody driving an SUV now? All right. So anyway, you're out there and you're singing along. And, you know, back in the day, we would sing, I don't know, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And now you're singing, you know, Salute Gay Pride America. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
What did they do before this? I'm just curious.
We were straight.
Okay.
Pretty much the country was hetero. Yes.
I mean, what about the people that were they
kept
hiding,
it to themselves.
Or what?
Okay. They kept it to themselves. Okay. They're the unspokens at church on Sunday. I'm an unspoken. Now, I'm just being honest. This was back in the day. We would never, none of this existed.
No, Nickelodeon, my dad was and is a pastor. Not allowed to watch Nickelodeon. They always had a bent towards sin.
They were vomiting that green goo on people, too. I never did understand that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not shocked that they found themselves in this state.
Interesting. Going through our stack of stuff here, a drag queen actually appeared on CNN and said, you know, I just don't feel safe. This drag queen lives in Washington, D.C. Cut 19.
Can I let you listen to the current sentiment that's being shared by former President Donald Trump, who, of course, is running for re-election? Here it is.
We're going to take care of our capital.
On day one, I was signed a new executive order to cut federal funding of any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the lives of our children.
In those three things, he mentions what he calls transgender insanity. If he's voted in as the next president, what will that mean to you?
We already see so many attacks on our queer community. I already don't feel safe in my own hometown, just dressed in drag like this. And it's very scary for queer people to exist in a time where we see this kind of rhetoric being pushed by our lawmakers and the people who should care about other issues that actually affect the American people, other than attacking our community, our LGBTQIA plus community. It's very disappointing, and I hope for better for our country.
Huh. So just throwing this out there, is it possible that the reason why the drag queens don't feel safe in Washington, D.C., is because they have rampaging gangs of thugs that are shooting people and carjacking people? And let me just say this. If you are in Washington, D.C., all you drag people out there, you don't need to be wearing your stiletto heels. You need to be wearing a sensible shoe. So when they do try to come after you with a gun, you can at least try to run for your life. But that's not the good church-going people out there. Those are the thugs that are controlling the streets. I'm just saying. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio for you. This is from a TikToker. And I will say this. The reason why we didn't have TikTok when I was growing up is because we had something called therapy. So people would go to the therapist and they would work out their issues. But now people just they go on TikTok and they post these videos. And this particular individual is a big gal, and she tried to get into one of those photo booths. Remember that when you would have a photo booth and you would get all your friends together and everybody would cram into the little, I guess it was just like at the mall, and you would have the little curtain, and then everybody would squeeze in, and you could get four or five people in there, and you would take a funny picture, right? And then they would develop the picture right there on the spot, and you'd have, you know, a nice little memento of your time at the mall or wherever. So anyway, this TikToker says, hey, look, these photo booths are fat phobic. Cut number 8.
You want to know what's fat phobic?
Oh, dear. So anyway, So anyway, what you didn't hear is that the TikToker was so large that she got stuck in the photo booth while she was trying to take the photo. It was very unfortunate. So now she's saying that and this is actually a real gal here. This lady is saying that they need to start making larger photo booths so that people of large girth don't get stuck in the photo booth.
What a photo that would be, stuck in there.
So I don't get it. I mean, you can fit three or four people in those things. So how big are we talking about?
I saw the video. I think you described it well. She's a big gal.
Okay. She's not eating the grilled nuggets at Chick-fil-A.
You know what? Can I say the highlight of this story is I know that there were malls left in the country, Todd, for them to even have a photo booth in said mall.
You know, that is interesting you bring that up because you're right. A lot of the malls are just like shuttering. And, you know, there are still a few out there. But, yeah, I guess there's not much else to do than, you know, go and get stuck in a photo booth. What does that look like? You know, I mean.
The whole photo booth walks out of the mall with her, I'm afraid. Pulls right out from the cement.
It's terrible.
Walking photo booth.
Got to cut down on that ice cream intake. Just saying. 901-260-5926. What a weird segment. I'm not quite sure what happened here, folks, but it is what it is. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Ben Dieter, have we been able to make a determination? Have we been pranked?
No.
I think you're telling me that Walmart really did sell that ice cream.
Our media team here at Starnes Media Group spent the last 5 minutes confirming whether you were being spoofed or whether, in fact, they are celebrating fudge-packed ice cream in their Pride collection, and we can confirm that it's everywhere.
That's disgusting.
It's not like a meme you'll see on, you know, Twitter or Facebook. No, it's everywhere.
Is there video evidence or photo evidence?
Yeah, I'm watching this oversized guy with pink hair eating it as we speak. He looks like he's enjoying it. He's actually eating the he's eating this ice cream, and it is rainbow colored on camera. So unless this is like artificial intelligence and they made this video using ChatGPT, this is real. Mm, oh, he said it's very good.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Thank you, Ben Dieter. Let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. Diane on the line, WLOB. Hi, Diane. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's going on?
Oh, well, I don't think I want to eat ice cream for the next couple of months, but...
Yeah, I understand. I get it.
Well, I want to tell you, Todd, I was sorry about being sad last time I talked to you, but it was Memorial Weekend. They were jumping on Trump over and over again, but I was in good company. Lana Lunar in Florida, she was sad and crying too, so that's my explanation for being sad. I'm better now. I'm fighting again, and I love it. I want to go to President Biden. He has a neurological disease, Todd. He has what I have. In the next few months, I predict this man will not be walking. His legs are giving out on him. They become weak, and you have to sit down within 10 minutes. And that's what's happening to him. My mind, though, hopefully, is still intact. Number two is I want to talk about the number two liar in the White House, and that is Vice President Harris, who was on TV last night saying that this administration has done so much for the middle class. Yeah, they sure have. They've driven up prices so high, they're up through the roof. They only take care of their own ideology. Mm. And going to Coney Island in New York City, the Mermaid Parade, do these people have any modesty whatsoever? Do they have a little bit?
No.
I hope they have a lot.
Yeah. They wear more clothes to take a shower than they do in public.
I think so, too. I just want one more thing, Todd. I want to do a shout out to President Trump. Knock 'em dead, Trump. Thursday night.
I love it. Diane, you sounded great, and well done you. And give us a call back one of these days. Let's go to Bob in Georgia. All right, Bob.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to remind people of stuff that's been going on. 4 years ago, Biden campaigned from the basement because he couldn't stand the pace of the campaign. Think about the border. Think about the pipeline. Think about his mental state, his national leadership, his world leadership. Think about the economy. Now, think about this. This is admitting something. He's been preparing for this debate for a week. Why has he got to do that? That's because they know what state he's in. It's admitting that they know where he is. And they have to do that. How can you vote for him? Millions of Americans, in my opinion, have lost their ever-loving mind. What I would like for somebody to do is to call into your show today, right now, and justify why they voted for Biden and why they're going to vote for him again. Just think about this. What is Trump doing? Trump is campaigning. He's keeping going. He may prepare a day or two, but this guy's been preparing a week. The point is, they know it, and they're trying to cover it up. I think Trump has the ability to take control of the debate. He's stronger than the two CNN people are going to do it. He should take control of the debate and run the thing. They can't keep him from doing it. Why are they voting for this guy again?
Bob, it's a good question, and we'll throw it out there for the listeners. Why are you still voting for Joe Biden? I still don't think a lot of people voted for Biden the first go around. But I'm with you, and Trump is going to have to be measured in his demeanor on the debate night. And he really needs to come across almost as I think if he comes across as feeling sorry for Joe Biden, I think that goes a long way with a lot of people. Because you don't want to be picking on a nursing home patient. You just don't want to do that. Bob, appreciate that call. Oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton has a brand new book coming out, and it releases in September. You think that's a coincidence, people? I don't think so. We'll be right back. All right, folks, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. We're going to be talking with Congressman David Kostoff, among others, so be sure to hang out with us. It's going to be a wild show this evening. All right, let's go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A very important event is happening in September at Prestonwood Baptist Church. That's just outside of Dallas in Plano. The name of the event, well, we're going to let her tell you all about it. It's called Share the Arrows. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is a host of Relatable, a great podcast, also the best-selling author of You're Not Enough and That's Okay, Allie Beth Stuckey. Allie Beth, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, tell us about this big event coming up in September.
Yeah, thanks. I'm super excited about it. As you said, it's called Share the Arrows. People can go to sharethearrows.com to learn all about it, but it is for Christian women. We have a variety of incredible speakers, Rosaria Butterfield, she's an amazing theologian with an incredible testimony. She was once a queer theory, super liberal, feminist, lesbian professor at Syracuse University, and then God completely transformed her life through the gospel. She became then a writer, author, Christian apologist, theologian. She's going to be speaking. Elisa Childers, also an apologist, and then mother, homeschooling mom of 10, author Abby Halberstadt, Grammy Award-winning artist Francesca Battistelli. I will also be there. And this is just a call to arms. The reason why it's called Share the Arrows is because we are in an age when Christians, especially Christian conservatives, are taking a lot of heat. We're taking a lot of arrows for our stances on marriage, on sexuality, on the family, on abortion, on a variety of very serious fundamental issues. And rather than us looking at the person who is getting lambasted for their so-called controversial take on one of these things and saying, oh, wow, I'm glad that's not me, we should all be standing up and saying, you know what, whatever arrows you are throwing their way, you can send them my way too. And so this is about coming together as Christian women, especially before the craziness of the election. We see so much propaganda. So many of our professing Christian friends who are being swayed by progressive propaganda. It's about us standing up together and saying, we're on the same page. We're standing on the word of God. We're not ashamed. And I've got your back because Jesus wins. And that's where our confidence comes from. So women are going to leave this event feeling so encouraged. You're probably going to make lifelong friends there because there are going to be so many like-minded women. You're going to be educated. You're going to be empowered by the word of God. So that's Share the Arrows, September 28th in Plano, Texas.
You know, it's interesting when you look at the culture and just how in your face things have gotten, even just over the past couple of years, and especially with the children's programming, the stuff coming out of Disney, where there seems to be an effort to really jam this down the throats of little 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, and really start incredibly young with the indoctrination. Are you seeing that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is a reason why you see these drag queens in children's libraries and not nursing homes. Like, if it were really just about, oh, helping communities and spreading tolerance and love, these men wearing prosthetic breasts and fishnet tights and leotards wouldn't be going into children's libraries. They would be, I don't know, feeding the homeless. But they're not. It's all about indoctrination, and not just indoctrination, because some indoctrination is good. It's just placing doctrines in someone. They're good doctrines, but then there are bad and depraved doctrines. And the doctrines that we see from progressivism are depraved. They are sexually disordered. They are sinful. They are wrong. They are harmful. And we are absolutely seeing through curriculum in kindergarten, through the so-called sex education that's being pushed by entities like Planned Parenthood in public schools, they are purposely preying upon the innocence, the minds, and hearts of kids.
The preschool, there's a YouTube star. Her name is Miss Rachel. Completely unfamiliar. But apparently she's huge. 10 million YouTube subscribers, hundreds of millions of views. And she's facing backlash now because of the LGBT Pride celebration. I'm wondering, Allie Beth, how many young Gen Z families, young Gen Z moms are now starting to say, you know what, we don't want this for our kids?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about Gen Z. I'm a member of the millennial generation, and we've got millennials who are in their 40s. We've got millennials like me who are in their early 30s and even late 20s. And so I think millennials are probably the ones that are making these decisions now. Like, okay, what do we really want our kids to be learning and watching with so much technology out there? And Miss Rachel is promoting this idea that there's more than one gender, that you can be in between genders. She, of course, announces her pronouns on her website. She's got a woman in her videos that identifies as they, them, which of course is an impossibility. And so I'm sure she's a nice lady, and I think that she does have resources to offer to moms of toddlers, but there are better options. For example, Holy Sprouts is a Christian version kind of Miss Rachel helping kids with speech impediments learn their alphabet and their numbers and all of that. So you can get the education without the progressive indoctrination.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was towards the tail end of college when VeggieTales came out. Very disappointed that the vegetables have gone woke in some estimation. So it's hard. It's all that to say. It's kind of hard, right? Because what you thought was family friendly turns out not to be one day.
Absolutely. And you can't even go by the label of Christian, because Miss Rachel calls herself a Christian. She actually says that's why she believes the things she does about pride and LGBTQ, because she's a Christian. VeggieTales calls itself Christian, and of course the creator of VeggieTales, Phil Vischer, is completely woke, and I think his theology is foreign to the Bible and foreign to most Christians. And so parents have to be so vigilant. You can't trust what's on YouTube Kids. You can't trust what's on Disney. You can't trust any of these purveyors of kids or even Christian content without watching it yourself or just shutting the screens off altogether. But parents have to be so discerning and just put so much effort into protecting our kids from these harmful messages.
Is it just me? And by the way, we have Allie Beth Stuckey on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Is it just me, Allie Beth, or has there not been as much of a push from, you know, the department stores? You know, a lot of people, you know, are celebrating Gay Pride Month. It just doesn't seem to be as much as it was last year.
I think you're right. And when I threw this out to my audience, they confirmed that even at some people's local Target — I don't shop at Target — but that they're seeing just patriotic stuff and just Father's Day stuff a couple weeks ago. They're seeing — one lady sent me a picture of her local Target that had a sign, "Thanking the Veterans," and no pride stuff. This is a huge about face from last year. Now, do I think it's a fundamental change of heart? No, I don't. I think it's an election year. I think that they didn't like to lose their customers. I think they're trying to win back the suburban mom. Maybe they're going to double down on the pride stuff again in the future. But I do think it is a little bit positive in that, look, we still have power. Sometimes it feels totally hopeless, but us boycotting, our raising a respectful ruckus, as I like to say, about the things that matter, it can make a difference. And so I say to women, don't get complacent. Keep pushing. Keep bringing your values into the public sphere and be completely unapologetic about what is good, right, and true.
That's good stuff. All right, Allie Beth, where can people go if they want to get information on this upcoming conference?
Yes, they can go to sharetheairows.com. Of course, my podcast Relatable is on YouTube. It's wherever you listen to your podcast as well. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm always posting updates there too.
All right, great stuff. Well, folks, again, coming up in September, ladies of the Todd Stearns radio show audience, go check it out. A lot of great information. They're expecting about 3,000 ladies from all over the country to join for this very important conference later this fall. All right, Allie Beth, good hearing from you.
Thank you so much, Todd. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Allie Beth Stuckey, everybody, host of the Relatable Podcast. It's true. I don't think, aside from the Walmart ice cream aisle, I haven't seen that much of a pride celebration in the stores, at least around Memphis. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines here. David in Memphis, Tennessee. David, I understand you have some advice for President Trump.
Well, Trump is great when he's doing speeches and everything anyway, but I've got a feeling, of course, you know, he's fighting against CNN and their commentators and everything on this speech, but I'm also thinking that there's going to be some lies that Biden will tell. He may say that the inflation is lower, and really, you know, maybe the inflation percentage that's gone up is lower, but there's going to be prices. There's going to be climate change things he's going to bring out, all of the same type of information that they always come out. And I'm just hoping that Trump, I know he thinks on his feet and he does all that stuff, but he needs to be prepared to come up with some facts all of his own and make sure that he can, you know, not just let the commentaries, because they're going to let it happen. They're going to let it go ahead and go by and stuff. And I just hope that he, not that, you know, he's not very capable, but I just hope that he's able to address some of those lies right on the stage and be prepared from that standpoint. I know he knows his agenda, and I know he knows what's going on in the world,
Trump is never going to allow himself to be bullied, right? But honestly, I think it would help him if we got to see, if the nation got to see CNN, those two anchors, just targeting him and just piling on, so that the people could see, okay, this is what's really going on here. I don't think that's in Trump's DNA. So they may try to do it, and I think they're going to try to, because they want to elicit some sort of a response from him. You know, keep in mind, it's going to be 3-1 on Thursday night.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, I just so happen to know a family member that's been a longtime Democrat, and she doesn't fully, you know, see what's going on, but she thinks Trump's the worst thing since, you know, and I think if you come from that Democratic mindset, you know, they're going to be, you know, I don't know if you're going to swing any of the voters over if they're just, you know, dead set, you know, for Democrats. Hopefully, I think a lot of people are waking up, but I'm just hoping that, you know, he can, whatever he needs to say to, show that he's that they're targeting him, but also that maybe bring out some information that the normal mainstream media people aren't watching.
You see, here's my take on that, David. I don't think there are any people on the fence. You're either voting for this guy or you're not. I mean, at this stage of the game. And so my question is, what do Trump supporters want to see out of their guy? I think that's really the issue. I don't think that there are too many people on that fence that are saying, well, you know, I could go either way. I don't think so. David, I got to run, though. It's a great call and great advice for President Trump. So thanks for calling in. 901-260-5926. I don't know. Maybe you do know some people on the fence. I just kind of find that hard to believe at this stage of the game. We'll be right back.
He scored 2 in the ninth, but the Volunteers, Tennessee, the climb is complete. They have reached the summit. The Volunteers are the very best in college baseball, and the championship flag has been planted on Rocky Top. For the 60th and final time this season, Tennessee says hello, wind column, and hello, national championship. Everybody in Vol Nation can stand and repeat or say with me, while they are wearing black, the national champion is clad in big orange.
Wow.
It's Tennessee over Texas A&M. The final score, Ball six, Aggies five. The dream has come true. This is Tennessee baseball.
All right, that's how it sounded on the radio last night. You know how you always want to have those iconic moments if you're calling a game on radio, and you think about the late great Larry Munson, who was the radio play-by-play guy for the Georgia Bulldogs. Their sugar falling from the sky. Those are those great moments. And the guy almost had it. He almost had it. He was talking about they're clad in big orange, but they're wearing black, but they're big orange. you got to. Okay. But anyway, what a great night. Great game last night. I was watching on ESPN. And the Tennessee Vols pulled it out, 60-win season. That is the first time. That's history for the SEC. And I think, four teams have done that in the past where they've had 60-win seasons. I mean, this was truly an incredible baseball team. A good buddy of mine, Todd Payne, who works for another radio station here in the Memphis area, his son, a member of the team, Ethan Payne, and, of course, he was at the game. And a lot of people from the Memphis area went up to Omaha for the College World Series. So you gotta love college sports, and just right around the corner, college football, and it looks like the Vols may have a pretty good football season as well. So we will keep you updated on that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio. This is from Charlemagne the God calling for black voters to quit being afraid of criticizing the Democrat Party. Cut number 10.
If you had one thing that the African American community in specific could unlearn, what would it be?
Oh, man. Wow, that's a fantastic question. One thing that I would want us to unlearn. We are, and I think a lot of us know this, but we are not what, you know, propaganda has made us seem to be, you know, to the world. Like, you know, I guess since we're talking about politics, I'll keep it on politics. I think that we should be able to criticize the Democratic Party, right? Without, you know, people labeling us, you know, anything else. If we are the people who vote for them at the high number that we vote for them, we should be able to criticize them and know what is in our best interest to do for the country, you know, come November. But, you know, we will not get any real change. We will not get the things that we want if we don't push them and if we don't criticize them. So I want us to unlearn, you know, just going along to get along, you know, with the Democratic Party or any party for that matter, because I don't feel like black people in particular should be beholden to any particular party.
And I think he's right about that. That, again, what have the Democrats done for the black part, for the black people? What have they done for Hispanic people in this country? Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. We want everybody to be able to live to their fullest potential and to be who they want to be, to claim their American dream. And the only place that can happen, by the way, is by voting Republican in the fall. All right, we got to scoot out of here. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax 2. We're going to be back here tomorrow. Then this weekend, Waterloo, Iowa. Going to be a lot of fun. You be good, America.